Happy New Year, everybody. We just had psychic Denise Gazzardo on at 8:30. We're going to have the IV doctor in from IVMeChicago.com. Dr. Jack will be in studio with us. But now it's time to talk goals. Our next guest is a spiritual guide. She's a career coach. She motivates us to be better people, doesn't she, Andy?
She does, and she does it well.
Go to her website because she is great, GinaMarotta.com, M-A-R-O-T-T-A.com, and she joins us now. It is great to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You always bring the energy. You're happy.
Well, it takes work, though. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I have to generate it, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today.
Fake it until you make it?
No, it's not faking it. It's an internal will and using faith practices to generate.
Wow. We got deep quick, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, we were talking earlier. We've been talking about you for a week because people like to set goals, and yes. I'm one of those people. And you like to start with the word of the year and then set your goals from the word.
The word is really important.
It is.
Yes, yes.
How do people find the word?
Well, so it is a spiritual element of creating your career vision for the year. And so what you want to sense into is, what is the shift or transformation that I will need to make to be the person who's going to fulfill on this?
Okay.
Because when you write your vision, it should scare you a little bit. It should, have you feel like a nervous excitement. Like, it's what you want. So not scary, like I can't absolutely do it. But it should make you nervous because it's your dreams on paper.
Right.
And it feels vulnerable. And if you didn't get it, you'd feel hurt. So who's the person that's going to see that through is how you start to answer the question. Of what's my word of the year. And that word of the year, it calls you to attention. It changes your dynamic within. Another way I like to describe it is a mantra, right? So a mantra is literally language that changes your vibration when you say it.
Because my word of the year last year was uncomfortable.
Yes.
Which is basically try new things, get out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And I think it worked.
Yes.
Because I kept going back to it.
Yes. It works on you. Your word of the year works on you and transforms you. And I'm curious, and you can answer this now if you know, but if you don't yet, reflect on it today. Like, how did that change you? Like, that word would change how you made decisions.
It did. Yeah, absolutely it did.
That's what you want your word of the year to do.
What was your word last year?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I was looking for it, too, and I can't remember.
How do you not? You don't remember your word of the year?
Come
apparently
on,
someone
old.
Didn't
like
write
you.
Down
I can't remember.
But see, what Andy is saying is not uncommon. We write this stuff down in January or wherever, and then we forget where we put it. It's what we do. We just get busy in life. So this is what I'm saying. Like, you ask, like, you come in happy, Gina. What is that about? It's really about being highly, highly intentional.
Right.
That, you know, I have to keep going back to, what did I say I was going to create? And if I feel like garbage today, what am I going to do to help myself feel better? It takes a lot of intentionality to not just live, but live well.
We got to walk people through how to find your vision, but yes. Everybody needs to pick their word. What is your word of the year, Andy?
You know, I was kind of thinking about this last night because I wanted to make sure it was fresh in my mind this year. And I went with a word, aware.
Ooh.
Aware.
I want to be informed on things. I want to be more in touch with what's going on.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Andy, can I give you a little suggestion on that?
Yeah.
That I'll tell you what's really exciting about that word. I think awareness is the foundation of any great transformation or shift. And so I would suggest it's not just awareness of what's around you, but what's within you.
Okay.
A lot of the coaching that I do, that's the foundation. I'm working on some material right now that's called Unleash Your Genius. And it's about helping people know, what is my genius? What is it that I'm really meant to do? And the first phase is awareness, like going within yourself and understanding yourself. You don't have to tell the world, but once you know it, you can come out kind of like guns blazing when you're ready.
Okay.
Like, that awareness is everything. So I would just add, make sure the awareness also includes you and yourself and what's in you to share with the world.
I feel like you got an A+.
Thank you very much.
Shoot. You love that. Aware.
It's a great word.
That's a great word.
Thank you.
My word is me. My word of the year.
Yes. I want to talk to you about this.
Okay,
tell
let's go.
Tell me about what is the reason you chose that word. I have a feeling I understand your intention, and okay. So I want to have you articulate it.
I feel like the last year I do things for a lot of people, and you brought it up on Sunday because I was thinking of my word of the year. And you said, I think you have a problem saying no to people.
Yes.
And I do. I always say yes. Charity event. Do you want to host this? Yes, I'll help you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I need to think of myself first and my family first before I think of others.
Yes.
It you hit it on the nail on the head on Sunday when you said that. I'm like, it's got to be about me.
Yes. So I have something to add for you about that.
All right. I'm ready to take notes.
Yeah. So some people could hear that, and I'm not saying I'm hearing this. I know what your intention is, but some people could hear that and think it sounds selfish.
Like my wife.
Yes.
I was going to change it to us when we do our word of the year later.
Well, I hope she's listening or reflect back to what I shared.
She doesn't listen to this garbage show. Yeah.
Okay. So, but here is what I hear in that. I hear your deeper meaning. Okay.
Right.
So when we want to share service with the world, to bring something great into the world. So again, you asked me, Gina, you come in happy and this is how you show up. It's the foundation is self-care and doing everything that makes you feel most aligned. The better you feel, the better you show up.
Right.
Right. So think about how you are as a dad, like the days that you're like killing it as a dad. You probably worked out that day, right? You just know that you did what you needed to do to set the foundation.
Yes.
As opposed to like, man, I didn't sleep last night and, you know, I had a bad day and I feel bad about myself, right? So the foundation is always like what is best for me, but it's not a selfish thing. It's about you first. When you are highest and best health, mental wellness, all of that, when you have that covered, then you show up for others like top shape. You do your best work. And so, yes, there may be things you say no to because they don't serve your mental wellness. They're not people that you want to work with because it doesn't align for you, whatever that is. And when you put that foundation first, all of the service that you do for others is going to be above and beyond what you've ever done before.
I agree 100%. That is so great.
Yes. So I think let's work on your word.
Okay.
But let's keep that as the foundation.
Ooh, sounds like a C+. You got an A, I got a C.
Hey. I got that going for
me. Gina, Gina Murata is here. You're going to walk us through how people can look at their vision in life for the next year.
I will.
Okay, but first time for weather, Dave?
Before we do the weather, can I mention my word?
Yeah.
Attitude.
Dave, say more.
Everybody's getting an A around here.
He just went to the top of the class.
I like Andy's word, aware.
Yep.
Definitely want to be aware and cognizant of what's going on, but attitude. More positive attitude, a better attitude, a different outlook on things, you know, rather than being negative about some things. As John Williams says, look on the bright side.
It's great. There's something going on with the A's, Pete. Let's look at A words.
Shoot, man.
Hey, man.
Well, if I take care of me, it's all about attitude, too. That's in the mix, in the subcategory. Shoot.
There's going to be a word. We'll get it before this shows up.
Pete, go back to the drawing board during commercial. Dave, how's
the
weather?
The weather will give you a positive outlook. Mostly sunny for New Year's Day. High of 41. Partly cloudy tonight. Low in the mid-30s. Cloudy for tomorrow, but we remain in the 40s. High of 47. We have 21 now at O'Hare.
And coming up in sports, New Year's Eve is a cause for celebration for the Blackhawks. The Bears stick with Trubisky, but fire four assistants.
Gina Murata is here. She is a career coach. Go to GinaMurata.com. We're picking out our word of the year so we can look at our vision and have direction and put together our goals.
Yes, we are. We are. So at my website, you can find my career vision guide. It teaches you how in one page to set a vision for your career.
Okay.
It has you start with what's the direction I want to go? What are those wishes that I really want to fulfill? Then it has you actually explore what's going to stop me and hold me back. Those are your blocks. And then it has you develop strategies and a word of the year that will help you actually empower yourself to fulfill on the vision.
It seems easy, but that first step to find the direction where you want to go, how do you figure that out?
Yeah.
Let's say you've been working at a job for 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. How do I know my direction?
Well, it's exciting to consider what's next. And if you're at a job 15 to 20 years, you might be bored or you might feel like kind of stuck, that you're not getting, you know, like new exciting opportunities. And so really when you think of direction, it's about something new. It's about some shift or pivot that is feeling like your mission, your genius zone, your calling. Like, what is the way that you want to express it in this year coming up?
847 area code. How about the A word, aligned? Aligned.
Oh, yes. Did somebody just say that?
Someone just texted me. I have a text screen in front of me. You just said, Pete, why isn't your word aligned?
That, wait a minute.
That's pretty freaky.
Is amazing.
How
we
about
said
the A word?
The break.
847 area code. How about the A word aligned, as in your actions are always aligned with your priorities?
Is that God?
Yeah,
like, did God just come in?
I guess
and
we got a new
and
word.
Moved to the suburbs.
I really liked me. It was just two letters. Now I have to remember a line.
But let's talk about this.
Okay.
So your word of the year needs to call you to attention. You will shift how you feel in the moment when you say it.
Okay. Right?
1 year, my word was allow, because I was trying to force and make things happen.
Right.
And when I would say the word allow, another great A word, when I said it, it made me relax and lighten. And for you, the word align feels fantastic, because that's what the essence of what you're talking about is. So it's like when you review an opportunity, when you think about how you're going to start your day, when you decide, you know, is this the right direction for me? Align would have you really kind of check in with your body, your energy, your mind, your heart, and say, does this really feel like who I am and where I want to go?
Right.
And that would help you say no, which is something you had said you need to learn how to do in the new year. If somebody comes to you and they offer you an opportunity and you're like, this person's not right, the opportunity is not really in alignment fully, then you would say no, because that opens the door to what is aligned.
What about the people that are listening right now saying, this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe any of this.
You want me to suggest what?
Well, there's people that
they
just
feel more like victims of life. Is that sort of the opportunity? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people make fun of the things that they don't understand. We mock what we don't know.
Yeah. I would actually say test it.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest.
Why not try it?
Right.
What do you have to lose?
Right. Because there's a way of living that is like, things happen to me. They happened to me. I got fired from my job. My spouse left me. I got into a car accident today. Things happened to me. There's another way of looking at life, that things actually happen for you, that they are opportunities that help you grow into the person that you really want to become, to fulfill on the dreams that are really in your heart. And as you start to look at life that way, it's much more joyful, and you don't feel so jaded. You feel like opportunity is everywhere. And as you start to operate, like even just with the mustard seed of faith, that is true, that everything happens for you, you do start to see that what you desire comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say test it. That would be my suggestion to anybody who thinks this doesn't sound legit.
Why not try it out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gene and I, we were mentioning this on the air, that you and I had a conversation off the air, and, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I had no real idea of what was going to be discussed.
Was it awkward at first?
You know, I just felt very comfortable with Gina since we had met before, but I mean, I don't know if that even factored into it.
Okay.
It was just kind of an interesting way to kind of, I don't know, kind of get outside your own mind a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. And I do offer private sessions. And that is, again, for somebody who this isn't necessarily like, I don't understand how this works. I do meet people where they are. And, you know, we just kind of talk about where you're starting to bring some light to, well, how could I maybe step into faith or a sense that things are happening for me and I can actually create goals that will be fulfilled. So,
right.
Yeah.
Gina Marotta is here. Gina, MARROTTA.com is her website. How do we get rid of the negative thoughts? Because people beat themselves up.
Yes, huh? Yes.
How do we move past that?
Yeah, so I'm working on a long laundry list of how to do this, actually. This is something I'm developing.
I have a long laundry list of me beating myself up that
yeah,
I can give
so
you.
Yeah, so the list is called, like, how to shift from fear to faith. Which is really what's going on. The negative thinking is you are feeling afraid, and so your mind is kicking into that fight or flight, and it's telling you all these negative thoughts. It's like rapid firing them to stop you and protect you.
Right.
And so we just need ways to counteract that. There's lots, actually. It could literally be like get up and move your body. So physical movement can kind of shake it out. That is one of the real simple ways. Something as simple as breathing and sipping water. You would be surprised if you're feeling a little freaked out. And
you told me this years ago when we first met. Just take three deep breaths in your car if you're stressed or freaked out.
It really does.
Because it calms you down. It's like, okay, stop for a second, take three deep breaths, and you're right.
Yes.
It does.
And what you can all try in the new year is say your word of the year. That really, again, it's like a mantra. It's a word
aligned.
That shifts
aware.
How you feel.
Oh, I thought it was allow. You're aware. I'm aware, I'm going to write that down. Got it. What's your word of the year?
Oh, I am very excited about the 2020 word. It's limitless.
Wow.
Nice.
Shoot. She showed us all up.
Big time.
Man.
Well, she's the teacher.
You know? Are the teacher.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any parting advice for people listening right now to get started?
Yeah. I would just go off of what we were just talking about. Like, it really does take building muscles to get yourself mentally and spiritually aligned to fulfill on your dreams. Because we are really wired and programmed for this fight and flight mentality when we feel afraid to not follow through. So stay connected with me, and I will have these materials coming out. But, you know, use practices that work for you around moving through that fear. So just a couple more options I'll throw out there. Use prayer. Use chanting, which is like this crazy practice of literally singing out. You know, any kind of fear. So if you're not into, like, you know, chanting of religious music, just find a song you really love.
Okay.
Come on, doesn't that work? Like,
change the lyrics to...
Yes, like just let it out of your body. And then the other thing I would offer is meditation. Like, just every day proactively taking 5 minutes to connect to something higher than yourself, to connect to your own soul, and you will start to see a shift in how everything unfolds.
And just to let people know, when I think of meditation, I go old school where the legs are crossed and you can just sit quietly.
You can do it
anywhere.
And
just clear your mind, or you can walk along the beach or take a walk in the morning or work out or do whatever, lawn work.
That's right.
Just quiet time and let your mind just relax.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes, but ideally start your day with it.
Okay.
Don't start your day with your phone.
Right. First thing we do, check our phones.
And that's a good one for you, Pete, because this is about everybody else in the whole world when you're starting your day with your phone.
Right.
Start your day with you. Breathe for 5 minutes. Relax. Connect to yourself, your higher power.
When you wake up at 3:30 in the morning to get here on time to start a 5 o'clock show, my alarm is on my phone. So I grab my phone first thing, and then I go into the bathroom and try not to make too much noise with my wife.
Yes.
So do I breathe in the bathroom when I start the shower and take a minute?
So first of all, I would see, what is your alarm? You want there to be something that feels good to wake up to.
It's very soothing. It's not that.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Because that's terrible. Do not wake up with that.
Right.
Right. Maybe it's even a song that inspires you.
I think it's a harp. You know that harp?
Okay, good. Good.
On your phone?
The shower is a great place to just breathe and meditate. That's for sure something you could do. Making it your own sacred time and space, yes. But don't check your phone. Don't look at anything else. Like, let this be your time to align in the morning with what's most important to you. And you might, like, I really love to say a prayer in the morning, and it could be, again, whether you're religious or not. Like, I just say, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? Who would you have me see? And what would you have me say? Like, I start my way with that, to be in a service mindset.
Right.
To let go and not expect how the day is supposed to go, but to just go be in service, because that is what helps me feel ready to start the day.
We got to let go. Wow. You are so good. I love it. I feel motivated when you come in, like I need to do something.
So are you going to create your vision for the year?
I am. My word is aligned.
Aligned.
We've gone from me to aligned.
It's a good transition right there.
And you are aware, Andy.
I'm aware.
GinaMarotta.com is her website, MarotTA.com. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.